Now to a whistleblower that doesn't involve President Trump or Ukraine. Kara Goucher is a former Olympic runner and world championship medalist who used to run for the world-famous track coach Alberto Salazar. She was one of the first to level doping allegations against him back in 2011. Last week, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency banned Salazar for 4 years, saying he orchestrated and facilitated doping conduct. Salazar denies he did anything wrong and says he will appeal. Kara Goucher spoke with Here and Now's Tanya Mosley.
You've waited to talk about your reaction to this news about Alberto Salazar. You're now ready to speak about it. What are your thoughts?
It's very complex. Obviously, it's been, I first suspected that Alberto was not playing by the rules in April of 2011. I actually left his team in August of 2011 and went to the FBI actually in 2011 and 2012 because we didn't know where to go. We didn't know who to trust.
What was it during that time in 2011 that made you concerned, that made you want to take those actions?
He had given me a prescription drug that I did not have a prescription for and told me to take it to lose weight in an effort to enhance my performance. And that made me very uncomfortable. And then in the months that followed, I saw teammates getting IVs for hydration, which is against the rules. You're not allowed to do that. Mm. And so I just started to be very uncomfortable with the situation. I had a newborn baby and the Olympics were coming up and I was just very nervous about how do I exit this team. But I decided after the World Championships that was the right time and I just left after that.
Why do you think he's always denied these allegations?
Nobody likes to get caught doing the wrong thing. There's just... You know, a lot of people think that I am a liar, that my husband is a liar, all of the other witnesses are liars. But I think that what we saw in the report and then in the report that was leaked to the public a couple of years ago, he is always looking for a gain. And he was transporting testosterone, which is an offense. He was having his athletes do infusions over the legal limit. And, you know, those are clear-cut violations. And he will try to justify them as not important rules or that he was doing them for good reason. But it's just fact. Those are violations. And so he can deny all he wants, but the evidence is there that he broke the rules.
As I mentioned, he's quite possibly the world's most famous track coach. You have been a leading advocate for clean sport, no drug use by runners. Do you think that this action is a turning point?
I really hope so. I will admit that I am surprised that he was given a ban. With all of the money and power behind him, you know, he has Nike paying for his legal defense. CEO Mark Parker has said that they will stand behind him and that they will pay for his appeal. And wow. So there is so much power and money behind him that I feared that would corrupt the process. And so I do feel like this is a bit of a turning point. We're seeing some public outcry of how are you sending athletes to this man and how are you supporting this man who they've proved has violated the rules. So it has definitely emboldened athletes to speak more openly about their fears and concerns of athletes from other groups. And so I'm hoping that this creates a wave. It's a 4-year ban and it's not a conviction on athletes and it's not a conviction on everything that we felt like he was guilty of, but it's definitely a really, really big first step. And the fact that we did get a 4-year ban is a really big deal. And it sends a very strong message that USADA is taking this very seriously and they don't care how powerful you are. If you're breaking the rules, they're going to continue to pursue it.
I want to ask you a little bit about your personal experience. You won a bronze medal in the 10,000 meter race at the 2007 World Championships. The runner who won the silver was eventually disqualified because she failed a drug test, and your medal was then upgraded to silver, but that took a decade. I can imagine that that's bittersweet. Do you take any satisfaction from that?
I appreciate that they are doing retesting. So there is a 10-year statute of limitations in track and field. So typically 8 years out, they retest all of our samples from the World Championships 8 years prior. And then there's a 2-year process, and then they will reaward the medals. I appreciate that they are doing that. But to be totally honest, a silver medal back in 2007 would have done so much more for my career than a silver medal in 2017 did. So, I mean, Alicia Montano just received two bronze medals from two different world championships, the 2011 world championships and the 2013 world championships in the 800 meters. She now is a mother of two with a third on the way. She is removed from track and field. At the time, it would have given her over $1 million in the course of her career.
Wow.
And now she doesn't get anything from it. You know, I mean, it's great that she gets them because she deserves them. But all of that time, all of those moments, all of that opportunity is lost.
Kara Goucher, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.